A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Love. Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the ocean depths. How precious is your unfailing love, O God! You, everlasting Father, you hear the voice of our supplications when we cry out to you, O Lord. O let us love the Lord, all his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Let us be of good courage, and he shall strengthen our heart, all of us who hope in the Lord. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into our heart. Your will be done in our life on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, in him who is true. In his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father. For you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of this nation, and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for you and your family, for these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words Christ through us speak are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, according to the measure of Christ's gift, the Father in heaven bless you and keep you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. His love be with you all in Christ Jesus. To him who loved you and your family and washed you from your sins in his own blood and has made you kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, his name is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In his name we pray the Lord of hosts will deliver you and your family from the power of darkness and translate you and your people into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom you have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. May you and your family find shelter in the shadow of his wings. In Christ we pray, the Lord will feed you and your people from the abundance of his own house, letting you and your family drink from his rivers of delight, for he is the fountain of your life, the light by which you see. In the name of Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, may the Lord cause you and your people to hear his loving kindness in the morning, and make for you and your people a tunic of many colors. Let God, who alone is wise, lay your stones with colorful gems. Lay your foundations with sapphires. Make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. In Christ we pray, all your children will be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In Christ we ask our Father and God, in the name of his precious and beloved Son, Jesus the Christ, that the love of God be poured out into your hearts by the Holy Spirit. In Christ we pray that to the Lord, you and your family lift up your souls. In God may you and your people trust. You and your house shall not be ashamed, nor shall your enemies triumph over you and your people. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant always, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, may the God of all grace show you and your house his ways, teach you and yours his paths, lead you and your people in his truth and teach you, for he is the God of your salvation. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they have been from of old. May the God of compassion and mercy not remember the sins of your youth, nor your transgressions. According to his mercy, may he remember you and your house for his goodness' sake. Good and upright is the Lord. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in what is right, teaching you his way. The paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. He has shown you and your family what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. For his name's sake, he pardons you and your family your iniquities. He will keep you and your family continually with him and hold your right hand, guide you and your people with his counsel, and direct your paths, your every step. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the glory of our strength, may you and your people dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Let you and yours abide under the shadow of the Almighty. May you and your family dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. In Christ we pray that you and your house be planted in the house of the Lord, and that you and your people shall flourish in the courts of our God. May the Lord God, who is faithful to all generations, be like dew to you and your house, and you and your family shall grow like the lily, and lengthen your roots like the Lebanon. Your branches shall spread, your beauty shall be like an olive tree, and your fragrance like Lebanon. Let you and your people dwell under his shadow, and be revived like grain, and grow like a vine. Let you and yours still bear fruit in old age. Let you be fresh and flourishing, to declare that the Lord is upright, he is your rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Because you and your house have set your love upon God, therefore he will deliver you and your people. He will set you on high because you have known his name. You shall call upon him, and he will answer you. He will be with you and yours in trouble. He will deliver you and your house and honor you. With long life he will satisfy you and your people and show you his salvation. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you and your house from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome and faithful God, the God who keeps his covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and observe his commandments. Please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant which we pray before you now. As a fellow worker for the truth, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the Lord God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants to love the Lord our God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and with all your mind, to love the name of the Lord, to fear the Lord our God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, to serve the Lord our God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to obey his voice, to cling to him, to love his name and be joyful in him, to hold fast to him, to seek him and be glad in him. In Christ we pray that the Lord our God will draw you and your people with gentle cords, with bands of love, and take Satan's yoke from your necks, heal your backsliding, and love you freely. According to his excellent greatness, may the Lord love you and your people with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness draw you and your family to him. The Lord our God is in your midst. The Mighty One will save. He will rejoice over you and your house with gladness. He will quiet you and your family in his love. He will rejoice over you and your house with singing. You and your people are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before you and your house, because the love of God has been poured out in your hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to you. All things work together for your good because you love the Lord and you are called according to his purpose. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate you and your people from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He preserves your souls. He delivers you and your house out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for you and your people, and gladness for the upright in heart. Let you and your family rejoice in the Lord. You are his righteous children, so give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For our Lord is most high above all the earth. He is exalted far above all things and all gods. Peace to you and your family, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, from whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. In the name of Jesus Christ, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, through him may the God of the living give to you and your family the good and perfect gift of love. The greatest gift is love. According to the multitude of his tender mercies, may God purify your hearts by faith and cleanse your souls with the blood of Jesus. Let your love be from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith, without hypocrisy, pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of love, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of love. For God is love. According to his righteousness, may the Lord give to you and your people loving hearts and new spirits, grounded and steadfast, rooted and grounded in love, where there is no variation or shadow of turning. But let you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let this mind be in you and your people that was also in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. Let you and your family endure long, be patient and kind, not envy nor boil over with jealousy, not be boastful, or vainglorious, nor display yourselves haughtily. Let you and your family not parade yourselves, not be puffed up, conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride, nor behave rudely, unmannerly, or act unbecomingly. May you and your people not seek your own, nor insist on your own rights or your own way, not self-seeking, nor be provoked, not touchy or fretful or resentful, taking no account of the evil done to you and paying no attention to a suffered wrong, never thinking evil. May you and yours not rejoice in iniquity, at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoice when right and truth prevail, bearing all things, bearing up under anything and everything that comes, believing all things, ever ready to believe the best of every person, hoping in all things, your hope being fadeless under all circumstances, enduring all things without weakening, and you will never fail. In the name of Jesus Christ, the one God, loved before the foundation of the world, according to his name, let our God, the God of love, perfect love in your hearts and cast out all fear. In Christ we pray, the God of truth, who is without injustice, will keep you and your house from gossip, that you and your family will cover each other's transgressions with love and seek love daily. For love covers all sins. Love is in the power of your tongue, and in Christ we pray, you and your family will eat its fruit and be satisfied with good by the fruit of your mouths. Righteous lips are the delight of Jesus, the King of kings, Lord of lords. Let you and your people delight the King of kings with the fruit of your mouth and produce of your lips. In Christ we pray, you and your house will pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. Let your love be without hypocrisy. May you and yours abhor what is evil, cling to what is good, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return. In Christ we pray, you and your people will be merciful. Condemn not, forgive and give, not grudgingly or of necessity, but generously. In Christ we pray, you and your family will love your neighbors as yourselves. You will love the stranger who dwells among you. You will bless those who persecute you, bless and not curse. Yes, that you and your people would love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. And God will make all grace abound towards you and your house, that you and your people, always having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance for every good work. Let you and your people rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another, and do not set your minds on high things, but associate with the humble. In Christ we pray, you and your family are not wise in your own opinion, that you repay no one evil for evil, but have regard for good things in the sight of all men, and that you and your house live peaceably with all men. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you and your house. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Salah. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. In Christ we pray that you and your people will overcome evil with good. You will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony, and you and your family will not love your lives to death. In Christ we pray that you and your house will watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that you and your people do be done with love. Through love, serve one another, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit of the bond of peace, walking in love. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let you and your people esteem others better than yourselves. May you and yours look out not only for your own interests, but also for the interests of others. And this in Christ we pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God our Father. As God's fellow worker, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, that our Father and God would grant you and your people, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you and your family, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is width and the length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you and your people may be filled with the fullness of God. To Him who loved you and washed you from your sins in His own blood, and has made you kings and priests to His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you and your family with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose you and Him before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy and without blame before Him in love. The Lord possessed you at the beginning of His way, before His works of old. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy One, that you and your house will abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in love, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of our God and Father, knowing your election by God. May the Lord say to you and your house, I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience, and as for your works, the last are more than the first. Peace be within you and your people, and peace be within your walls, prosperity within your house. In Christ we pray that you and your people will become complete, that you and your family will prosper in all things and be in health, just as your souls prosper. Be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you and your house, and preserve you and your people. For He is your life and the length of your days, and may you and your house dwell in the land the Lord has given you. And He will give you and yours the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall be yours, and the Lord our God will put the dread of you and your people, and the fear of you and your people, upon all the land where you tread. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you and your house. You, O God, have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Through God you will do valiantly, for it is He who shall tread down our enemies. In Christ we ask our God and Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who searches the minds and heart, let the word of Christ dwell in you and your house richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. And may the Lord make you and your people increase and abound in love to one another and to all, so that He may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints. Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. Let you and your family love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith, being an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. In Christ we pray, you and your people will flee evil. Let you flee also youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Let you and your people be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience, not slanderers, not given to much wine, but teachers of good things, and in all things showing yourselves to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, not sluggish, but swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, considering one another in order to stir up love and good works. Let you and your house not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. May you and your people abide in the light, and may the love of God be perfected in you and your house, you and your family being diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. May you and your family purify your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, loving one another fervently with a pure heart. For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Let you and your people abide in love, that you may abide in God and God in you. Now to him who is able to keep you and yours from stumbling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God your Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. The Lord be magnified. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify your time, so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and all those that dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him, for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, and all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin. And do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world, and all things that come forth from it. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the messenger of the covenant, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. His love being perfected in us, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. In Jesus' name, so be it. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.